Then, as now, a lot of people thought Illinois didn't deserve to be in the Rose Bowl. Their opponent, UCLA, wanted to play Army in a battle of unbeaten teams. Illinois, on the other hand, was twice beaten, and some felt they weren't even the best team in their own conference. But they were, in fact, conference champions, and they took advantage of a new contract between the Big Nine and the Pacific Coast Conference to play in Pasadena on New Year's Day. Still, many wondered how they could hope to beat the mighty Bruins.
Good morning, Illini sports fans. This is Chuck Flynn bringing you another session of the Illini Quarterback Club of the Air.
Chuck Flynn was then U of I Athletic Publicity Director. Before the game, he asked backup quarterback Tom Gallagher just how prepared the Illini were.
We're really ready to roll. UCLA has a good outfit, but they didn't want the Illini particularly to play against them in the Rose Bowl. Now that we're going out, I think we're going to give them a trimming.
92,000 people assembled in the Rose Bowl. A brilliant sunlit afternoon. The temperature up in the low 70s. A perfect day for a game. The 1947 Rose Bowl. Unbeaten UCLA, the Bruins, playing the champions of the Big Nine from out of the West, the Fighting Illini from Illinois.
Despite the great game day weather in Pasadena, it had rained constantly the week before, and Illinois hadn't been able to practice. They had brought only 42 players to California and sent two of them home for violating curfew. But on their first play from scrimmage, they set the tone for what was to come, as NBC announcer Bill Stern called the action.
Barrymore shoots it out on the flat, and it's completed. Zetkoff takes it on the 40. He's down to the 35, down to the 30, down to the 25, down to the 20. He's down to the 15, and he's knocked down on the 14-yard line. Sam Zetkoff, left end of Illinois, goes all the way to the UCLA 14-yard line.
A few plays later, Illinois was in the end zone.
Perry Moss shovels it off to Julie Ragovich. Ragovich into the center of the line again, and he scores for Illinois.
The Illini missed the extra point, and UCLA answered with a touchdown of their own to take a 7-6 lead. But Illinois countered with another long drive, sparked by halfback Buddy Young, one of the only African-Americans on the team.
Perry Moss shovels it over to Buddy Young. Young's in and over. He scores. Buddy Young scored a touchdown for Illinois. He hit the line like an express train. He's only 5 feet five. He only weighs 163 pounds, but he can do 9.5 and 100, and brother, he was doing it.
Illinois went on to score two more touchdowns, the last just before halftime, to build a commanding 25-7 lead. The ensuing kickoff, though, gave UCLA fans their biggest thrill of the afternoon.
Goes all the way back to Al Hoyt, who takes it in his end zone. He's 5 yards behind his goal line. He's up to the 5, the 10, 15, up to the 20, up to the 25, up to the 30, up to the 35, up to the 40, up to the 35, up to the 50, down to the 45, down to the 40, down to the 35, down to the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, 105 yards for a touchdown. I hope you can hear me. 105 yards.
That would be UCLA's last hurrah. The second half belonged to Illinois. It was, wrote one reporter, like watching a college team taking on high schoolers. Buddy Young scored his second touchdown early in the fourth quarter, and then the defense took over, picking off an errant UCLA pass and giving announcer Bill Stern yet another workout.
Down to the 30, down to the 25, the 15, the 10, the 5, and he scores a touchdown. Illinois 38, UCLA 14. I think if anybody had told you before this game began that the score in the fourth period, with almost the whole fourth period still to go, was going to be 38 to 14, you'd have said, brother, go see the nearest, go get your head examined and make it that way.
There was one more Illinois interception return for a touchdown, and then, mercifully, it was all over.
There she is, the final of the football game. The Illini win 45 to 14. That's all there is. The goalposts are coming down.
The U of I welcomed the Rose Bowl champs home with the biggest pep rally in school history, 6,000 people packing Huff Gymnasium. University President George Stoddard boasted that he had told a West Coast sports writer before the game that Illinois would win. The skeptical writer asked Stoddard how big a margin the victory would be.
So I tucked my tongue in my cheek and said, two touchdowns. And that turned out to be the closest prediction made by any expert on the Western Coast.
Stoddard predicted that Illinois' 1947 Rose Bowl upset would live on in memory for generations. And, just as with his pregame prediction, he proved to be right. I'm Matt Ehrlich.